What do you call the outside of a wheel?
The rim.
The rim. Do you remember any part of the name of the part of the wheel inside?
Spokes, and then, cut it off in here.
Okay, well, do you know what it's called?
It's called a spindle that the axle goes in. Goes in the spindle, and then the boxing goes over the spindle. And the spokes goes in the boxing and in the rim.
Oh, have you ever heard of a felly? Have you ever heard that word? Okay,
no.
That's apparently some inside wooden part of it.
Well, the spindle is casting, arm casting.
Oh.
And then they always just call that other boxing that went around there.
What word would you use if you wanted to talk about moving, say, a load of wood? Would you say you, what would you say you did to the wood? Would you say you moved it, or you,
I generally say move it.
Would you,
carry it.
Haul it?
Haul, well, now, if it's a short distance, I'd say move it, but if it's a good little piece, haul it.
Haul it, okay. Okay, now we're going to use the word drag. And I'm just going to give you some sentences, and I want you to use a form of the word drag in the sentence. You said, if you were talking about pulling a stump, say, out of the field, you say, today they...
They drug it out.
Today they drug it out. Okay, if you want to say, we have... If you want to talk about yesterday, you took the stump out of the field, you'd say, yesterday
we did drag it out.
Okay, or you might say, we have...
Yeah.
We have one form of the word drag.
Yeah. We have drug.
Have drug.
I put it.
Okay. What about a word that's an implement for turning over the soil, you know, before you plant your garden? What do
well,
you call that?
Turner.
What do you call the whole process of digging up the hard grounds to make it ready to plant?
Well,
using
my hand.
Plow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Name all the different kinds of plows that you know of or ways to plow.
Well, now, generally when you first go in, you take a turning plow and turn the ground. That there is, it just turns it over, you know. And then you take just a plow stall and break it up with a plow and scrape. Break the ground up again. Good, and that softens it and loosens it, you know. And then whenever you get it ready to plant, why, we always just lay it off, drop the seed, and then take a G-whiz. It's a thing with two teeth that just straddles the row. And it'll just pull in the dirt, just a little dirt over the seed. And it puts a plenty of dirt, though, for the seed to come through, the plants to come through, and all.
Do you use a mule to plow?
Yeah.
Always? Do you have any other kinds of plows? Do you have maybe a little hand plow?
No, we don't. He uses a mule all the time. Let me just keep a mule for our gardens.